This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The headlines from China today are about the slowest growth there for 14 years. The gross domestic product figures for all of 2013 are in from the statisticians in Beijing, and they were lower than even the forecasters were expecting. Sean Ryan, managing director of the China Market Research Group, takes the view that this slowdown may be useful. He joins us from Shanghai. Mr. Ryan, good morning.
Great to be here, David.
What's behind the slower growth that we're seeing here?
So the GDP numbers for China slowed to 7.7% in 2013, but the underlying reasons are healthy. The country can no longer rely on heavy investment and exports for growth. So the government's trying to push more consumption. And in 2013, 13.6% retail sales growth came in and showed that shift is starting to happen.
So we're at a period of transition for the Chinese economy, as you've been explaining to us over the months and we've been reporting. But the question is, can China grow at levels that will continue to create the kind of jobs the country needs?
26 of China's 32 provinces increased the minimum wage this month by 18%. So actually, low-income Chinese are able to find better-paying jobs than ever before. The key issue, David, is that pollution numbers have been out of control. For 18 of the 25 days leading up to Christmas, my son was not allowed to go outside to play at recess because the pollution numbers were 20 times higher on average than what the World Health Organization recommends. So the number that the world needs to look at is not the GDP numbers, but the pollution index in China. So slower growth means healthier growth for the country.
Sean Ryan at China Market Research Group. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.